So welcome back. We are looking at still deposits in retail banking, and the other instrument in retail banking is certificate of deposit, or CDs as it is popularly known. Now, what is a CD? It's a money market instrument, and it's negotiable. It is normally issued in a demat form against the funds deposited at the bank. And it is governed by the guidelines issued by RBI. Who can issue a CD? So CDs can only be issued by scheduled commercial banks, except RRB and LAB. And all selected financial institutions have been permitted by RBI to raise the short-term resources within the umbrella of limit fixed by RBI. Banks have freedom in issuance of CD depending upon their funding requirement. The minimum amount of deposit is 1 lakh and it's always in multiple of 1 lakh. CDs can be issued to individuals, corporate, companies, trust, including mutual funds. NRIs can also subscribe to CD, but the money cannot go outside India and it cannot be transferred. Maturity, discount, and coupon rate. The maturity of CD cannot be less than 7 days or more than 1 year from the date of issue. CDs can be issued at a discount to face value, so that's one way of not paying interest but having a discounted value. And banks can issue also CDs on a floating rate basis, so coupon keeps readjusting every time. Coupon is nothing but interest. Issuing banks should determine discount or coupon rate. They should tell first only. Bank need to maintain a CRR, which is cash reserve ratio, and SLR, statutory liquidity ratio, on the issue price of the CD. CDs in physical form are freely transferable by endorsement and delivery. CDs in demat form are also transferable, and there is no lock-in period for CD. How does CD trade settlement takes place, and what kind of loans can be taken against it? CDs are traded over the counter, OTC primarily. So all OTC trades in CD is supposed to be reported within 15 minutes of the trade. So two parties agree, within 15 minutes they have to report it to FIMDA reporting platform. So FIMDA takes care of all the CD trading that takes place, and they are cleared and settled under DVP1 mechanism through an authorized clearing house, which could be NSCCL, ICL, MCX or CCL of the stock exchange. No loan can be taken against CDs, and no buyback by the bank issuing it before maturity. Format of CD, payment and security on the CD. So banks should issue CD in a demat form primarily. If the investor insists on the physical certificate, then the bank is required to inform the RBI. There will be a grace period for repayment of CD. Maturity date should not fall on holidays. And since CDs are freely transferable by endorsement and delivery, should be printed on security paper. For payment, physical certificate may be presented by the last holder if it's in the if it's not in the demat form, if it's in the physical form. In case of a loss of physical certificate, you need to give notice in the local newspaper. You have to wait for 15 days from the date of notice so that if someone has found, can be given. Then execution of indemnity bond by the investor must be given to the bank to their satisfaction, and only after that duplicate certificate will be issued in a physical form. So that's about CD. CD is normally used by the banks to raise money, which is for their requirement, which is less than a year. And there is a big market, the bond market in the industry, which are ready to invest in CDs of the bank. So with that, we come to the end of deposit and one more type of deposit account in retail bank called the certificate of deposit.